Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, May 23rd. Happy Saturday. I hope that you're doing something fun for Memorial Day weekend. Remember that tomorrow there is one combined worship service at 10 a.m. Wayne and the kids and I are at Disney with some friends from church, and so we will miss being with you. And if you want some Disney pics, send me a text. From Genesis today, we're in Genesis 28. We're continuing on in Jacob's story, and he's going to leave and go to Paddan Aram today. So Isaac summoned Jacob, blessed him, and commanded him, "Do not marry a Canaanite girl. Go at once to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father. Marry one of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, so that you become an assembly of peoples. May God give you and your offspring the blessing of Abraham, so that you may possess the land where you live as a foreigner, the land God gave to Abraham." So Isaac sent Jacob to Paddan Aram, to Laban, son of Bethuel, the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. Esau noticed that Isaac blessed Jacob and sent him to Paddan Aram to get a wife there. When he blessed him, Isaac commanded Jacob, "Do not marry a Canaanite girl." And Jacob listened to his father and mother and went to Paddan Aram. Esau realized that his father Isaac disapproved of the Canaanite women. So Esau went to Ishmael and married, in addition to his other wives, Mahalath, daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son. She was the sister of Nebaioth. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today I'm reading from the Christian Standard Bible. This is Psalm 132. Here it talks about an ark in the Bible. Did you realize there are two arks? One is a boat that floats and it holds people. Another is a golden chest and it holds remembrances of the covenant. There were several different items that were kept in the ark of God's presence that reminded the people of God's provision and his presence. Do you remember what they were? The stone tablets of the Ten Commandments, Aaron's staff, and a jar of manna. All things reminding us of God's presence and his provision. Psalm 132. A song of ascents. Lord, remember David and all the hardships he endured, and how he swore an oath to the Lord, making a vow to the mighty one of Jacob. I will not enter my house or get into my bed. I will not allow my eyes to sleep or my eyelids to slumber until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob. We heard it in Ephrathah. We came upon it in the field of Jair. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests be clothed with righteousness. May your saints sing for joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore on oath to David, a sure oath that he will not revoke. One of your own descendants I will place on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and the statutes I teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever and ever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I sit enthroned, for I have desired it. I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor will I satisfy with food. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints will ever sing for joy. Here I will make a horn grow for David and set up a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but the crown on his head will be resplendent." Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. I am recording in Waco, Texas. I'm actually at a retreat this week, so if the sound is a little off, that's why. I'm in my hotel room right beside the interstate. It's lovely. Actually, it is very lovely. I'm with a cohort called the Junia Network, and we are a group of women in ministry, and this year is just about learning from one another and worshiping the Lord together. As we close today, sometimes on Saturdays, I like to take us through something we call launching verses, verses that we can launch our day with. And so I'm just going to pray some of these scriptures over you and pray with you that God's word would take root in our hearts. Will you pray with me? "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, O Lord, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. O Lord, you are the vine. We are the branches. If you remain in us and we in you, we will bear much fruit. But apart from you, we can do nothing. Lord, would you be with us and would you help us to abide in you?" John 15:7-8 say this: "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." Lord, teach us what it means to remain in you, to obey you. Lord, we want to have a heart that is motivated to live for you. And so we pray 2 Corinthians 5:15. "And you, Jesus, died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again." Oh Lord, if we confess our sin, we know that you are faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we say, "Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Test us and know our anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting." And now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.